This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Watch the tailors, David Buster's bars and all stuck in stuff as British bus got sleepy tested the code wash of structures, list of pointers rolling back, it's weighted blankets, hostile structures, I got bathrooms, sticky candles, checks are on 3D printers, simple lenses, chiller raises, haunted houses, arcatellis, wishes in my custom frame, but stacks reading lanes, follow strawberries, nail yoga, piggy bags, it is so cold, a larger mess, check, kuchu, kuchu, spidey, two scratchy, got stays on swing, that's how it's color, me, my moleskin, open stays in Burgine.
Review is a very strange podcast. I don't know how to explain.
I love that one.
That they kind of killed it. So that was from Lorne Michaels. That was from Lorne. Lorne says, so confused to keep hearing the pod is running low on theme songs. As I submitted this twice, I'm so sorry.
Riley,
once being several months ago, but maybe my title was confusing, so I made it obvious that this is a fresh theme for the pod. I'm from Toronto. I've been wondering what I can do to provide something fresh and exciting from what I've already submitted to the pod. No, Lorne, you crush it with the theme songs.
That was awesome. I can't believe so Riley ignored that.
Sorry,
twice.
You're interrupting me. So you're actually interrupting Lorne. So I thought I'd show off my speed singing skills by doing a parody of the 70s classic Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me. Since the singing is quite fast, I'll provide the lyrics. I mean, yeah, it is all episode titles. And that was incredibly impressive. Thank you so much for sending that in. Alf, now you can not interrupt women for once in your goddamn life.
I was just going to say, like, I liked it a lot, and I'm sorry that Riley ignored it twice, and it took this long to play it.
I'm really sorry Riley ignored it twice, but you know what I'm not sorry about? Oh, do you know what I'm actually not sorry about?
What are you not sorry about?
We have not sorry that we have an amazing guest today for all you motherfuckers.
It sounds like you are sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry
that we have an amazing stand-up who has... Oh, you ever see a Comedy Central special? You should watch hers. Oh, you ever been to the New York Comedy Festival? A little review plug. Well, she's been Drew Barrymore. Just for Laughs, new face. I mean, she's literally Tina Frimmel. She literally invented comedy, and she's Woo! Here on the show right now. Tina, how does it feel to have invented comedy?
You know, it's really not that big of a deal. I just, you know, one day I was just, I stepped my toe and I started crying. And then I'm like, what if there was something else? Yeah.
What if it was a coping
mechanism, modern, if it will.
Yeah, and that's really beautiful.
Isn't it so weird how, like, no one laughed in the medieval times?
Bizarre.
It literally didn't exist, which is crazy. No, that's insane.
Well, and I think that's why they didn't live very long.
That's why they were so, like, kind of at ease about, like, dying.
Yes.
Like, well,
because comedy didn't exist, because no one had ever laughed.
Confronted with it every day, and they were just like,
oh. Yeah, they were like, oh, shoot. I got stabbed.
This is just
Bye,
like,
guys.
Well, this is it. Tina, what is new with you? Welcome to the pod. How the hell are you?
I'm so good. I come in at you actually in my new apartment.
How new is it? How long? Give us the address.
Yes, it's. Yeah, come on over, everyone. Come over,
everybody.
Like a housewarming party. Oh, it's great. Like I live in Ridgewood now. Ridgewood, Brooklyn, which is a very quaint little. Actually, no, I'm so sorry. It's technically Queens, but
you're still getting used to it. You just
I'm new here.
How long have you been in this new place?
Only a couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh wow, very new.
So the apartment I'm moving in with a couple of friends of mine, so it's already furnished and got a couch and which is honestly the best way to go if you're a single person. Just go grab your friend that has just the best apartment and the biggest TV.
Grab them and don't let them go.
And don't let him go. Grab him and don't let him go. Just
I should have fucking done that.
Grab him and move in with him. Alf, exactly. And this morning on the phone, you did say your apartment's a mess right now?
I did, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you want to show us or?
No, thank you. I keep dropping things on the floor and then leaving them there.
Hmm. Interesting. Clothes, like what? Food, okay.
Just because I can't be fucked. And some people would say that's seasonal, the depression from seasons changing. And some people would say, I'd say it's the normal depression that I experienced the whole rest of the year.
Got it. So not seasonal then.
So not seasonal at all.
I mean, what is a floor if not just the biggest surface of all?
Exactly.
It's the world's biggest table.
Yeah. It's like something
like a big table.
Yeah.
Exactly. You put a sofa on the floor. That's not trash. That's not clutter. I drop a fistful of granola on the floor. Suddenly,
Alfred,
I'm a messy guy. Who
pick
has
up your
rats.
Scraps. Pick up. You are a rat. Pick up your scraps. Alf and Tina, ultimately, we're not here to talk about rats. Well, we might be. We're here. Yeah. Tina, you have picked. Honestly, you said when you hopped on, you said, I can't believe this topic hasn't been done. And neither can we. You ultimately did pick Halloween animatronics. Why? Talk to us about Halloween animatronics.
You know, I love Halloween. And part of why I love Halloween, I love scary movies, is because as a kid, I was terrified. Of anything Halloween. I in my local mall in Vermont, there would be, you know, a pop-up. It wasn't just Spirit Halloween. It was a local pop-up shop in the mall. And it would terrify me. There was one memory I have where it was me and my brother and a couple other kids, and they were so excited to go up and pick Halloween costumes, and I was in the car all the way there just dreading it, and we're walking there like into the mall, we can see it, and we're walking in, and I burst into tears. But I part of it was those like things that will pop out at you and the animatronics and just I always had a weird fascination, like, because I, first of all, they're expensive.
Yes. Yes.
They're hundreds of dollars. And I'm also like, imagine getting like a bloody evil clown and you own that now. It's not like renting. You own a bloody life-size clown for the whole year. Christmas Day, that thing's in your garage.
Well, it's exactly. It's not just the upfront cost of you have to pay $300 for this thing. It's you have to be a person who can afford to dedicate a room in your house to storing this shit. Like, it's like, it's the suburbs. Like, nobody... nobody who lives in an apartment owns an animatronic.
No one, and certainly not a six foot clown.
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of thing, the more you think about it, the more illogical it gets, because it's like, okay, well, these people that have it, they have to keep it, like, well, they could keep it in the garage and then they have to walk by it every single day.
Yes.
To get to, like, their car.
And that that simply wouldn't do. That
do
simply
it wouldn't do. No. I mean, come on.
Do you remember the, like, ghost story that people used to tell when you were a kid, that was like the babysitter is like walking around the house and she like sees this giant clown statue?
Alf,
do you guys remember this story?
No.
Okay, this thing, like, lived so rent free in my head. It was literally like, you're, so the story is, there's this, she's a babysitter and she's looking after the kids. What? It's gonna be good.
No, she's, you're gonna be like, oh, sorry, everyone doesn't know the clown statue.
Yes, the fucking Discord or whatever. People are gonna lose their mind being like, I can't believe they didn't know the clown story. So she's a babysitter and she's walking around the house and she's looking after the kids and she's like, oh my god, there's this fucking clown statue here, and it's like, oh, scary. And like, she's walking around and she's like making dinner, and now that like they have two clown statues, like, why is this clown statue being moved? Is it moving? Like, what's happening? And finally she like calls the like parents and she's like, hey, I'm just wondering, like, do you guys mind if I like put a sheet over the clown statue? It's like kind of freaking me and the kids out. And then the parents go, we don't have a clown statue.
Of course they don't.
Yeah. You've never heard that?
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
Got it.
I have heard that. Yeah.
Thank you.
No way.
But I guess the reason I brought it up was that maybe they do have one and it's an animatronic and it was $300.
Well, you know, this story... The story that I grew up with as a kid was like the ghost story that all the kids told each other on the playground was, you know, that story, like, there once was a girl, a young girl, and every day she wore a red ribbon around her neck. Mm-hmm. And every day the kids were like, why do you wear that red ribbon? Take it off. And she said, no. And you know, the next, I forget how it was.
Because it was fashion. She said, it's too chic. I won't take it off.
Actually, I'm from Paris. I forget how it goes. It's like rule of threes. It's like the next day, they tried to get off of her and she said no and ran away. And then the next day, the kids all schemed that in class they'll sneak up behind her and untie this red ribbon from her neck. Until one day in class, they sneak up behind her and they get their fingers on the ribbon and they slowly unravel the ribbon from her head. And her head fell off, and her head fell off, and her head fell off.
That checks out. Ultimately, if you do kind of ignore consent, you will take someone's head off.
You will decapitate someone.
For sure. I remember there was an indie Halloween pop-up in growing up in LA that was not
indie,
Spirit Halloween.
Like INDY, like Indiana.
Nope. No. I don't know if this is a chain across the country, because I haven't seen
I don't
it
know
anywhere
if they
else.
Have Halloween in Indiana. Yeah.
Shut
point.
Up. It's called Oz, but it's AAHHS or something like that. Okay, so it might
like
just be
Oz, like Oz.
Yeah. It's kind of like a joke / costume shop. And Tina, very similar experience when I was a child. It's like the older I get, the more I'm getting into Halloween, because as a child, I'm what they call a coward, and my little scaredy baby is like what they call me in the industry. And so
And, as a and child, everybody is talking about you behind your back.
Honestly, saying, all the trades. They're like, scaredy little baby.
Don't cast her. Don't cast her. She's still she's fucking scared.
So they're like this store. Like I was always fascinated with it, but it would always scare the shit out of me because you walk in and it's wall to wall animatronics, and especially Halloween, like they went all out. And yeah. I remember going with my dad on occasion. Dad, I know you listen. Dad, remember Oz? That shit scared the hell out of me. And I remember like going and I would be so scared to even enter the store for anything. Like, yeah. Even be Halloween, I'm like, I know I need to get a costume from here, but my God, like, and it was just, so many of them are like motion sensor activated. And so it's like, you mm-hmm. really gotta be careful walking by because you could trigger them really quickly. But yeah, that shit's very scary. And the better they get, the more technologically advanced they get, the more they get you. I don't like an animatronic.
Well, this year now, they got ones that like jump forward at you. Yes,
I've seen that. Yes. Okay. Yes. So like we were saying before, Gina, on Halloween animatronics are taking over TikTok this year. You got, I'm not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
TikTok.
You've never been on the internet. You've got the ones that like literally jump out at you. That one would.
And they'll hit people in the face when they jump out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard of this.
You need to go on the internet one time.
The part of my court order, they say I'm not allowed. But the thing that, I mean, in this, maybe clip this, put it on Reddit. Okay. This is going to be my hot take for the episode.
All right, Daniel, get ready. Really, really just like Daniel, as you're editing this, please like highlight out this right now.
I think there's, and I'm going to AI, you know what I mean? AI is so big right now, you know, just put that in their hashtag. It's
kind of okay.
Trending. But it's like, we as Americans uniquely interested in outsourcing our Halloween participation. It's like,
what?
You
don't,
back when I was a kid, you would dress up like a witch and stand on the porch and jump at kids and hit them in the head. And now you have to get an animatronic to do it, you know, because it's about AI. It's about automation. Okay,
are you done?
That. We'll just click that and then we'll get some listeners and some ad money.
And are you done?
Music behind it.
Yeah. Should we get into our first review?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Should we do it? Alf, do you want to start?
You could go ahead and start. You seem excited.
I am very excited.
To set expectations at like a very modest, appropriate level, Riley did say before we were recording that one of her reviews today
I'm going to start with it.
Is her favorite
Not
ever.
The top favorite, but it's one of my favorites I have pulled.
That's not what you said before.
That's literally exactly what I said. Don't rewrite history. It literally is. Okay, here we go. This is a review for, God, it's such a long title. This is for Scary Harry, the motion-activated animatronic killer clown Halloween prop with preset lights. So I think he's about 6 foot. I'm going to show you guys what Scary Harry looks like.
Is he single?
So he's got glowing red eyes, menacing face, and he moves around. And apparently he's supposed to say, oh, did I scare you? Good. So that's his whole
bit
thing.
Presumptuous, but
so that's Scary Harry's whole thing.
Okay.
Beep beep beep. Okay. So we've got a 3-star review from No Name. We just got the initials AC. So Tina, can you give us a pseudonym for AC?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper himself. Okay, here we go. 3 stars for Alice Cooper. The title is Mr. Crooked Eyes. Bruh, Scary Harry should be called Mr. Crooked Eyes. His left eye is at least 2 times the size of his right eye. His motion sensor in his mouth looks all whack, and his thinning hair seems to be growing out of the side of his neck more than the top of his head. Let's not even get started on homeboy's ears. Dude has none. A clown with no ears? Who's even heard of such a thing? He hasn't, that's for sure. What else? Dude has the skinniest legs on the planet. He makes Tyson Chandler look like Mr. Leg Fitness 2023. And shoulders? Bro, dude is narrow. Just someone roasting the shit.
Just body shaming a clown.
This guy does not do any games.
It's just the what else? What else? His legs.
normal size feet. You ever seen a clown with normal fucking feet?
Oh my God.
They're supposed to be size 16 at least. This
it makes me think of like, you know how at Universal, like Hollywood Horror Nights, or even like sometimes at Disneyland, it's like you have like live action, like kind of live action human beings. Okay. Human scare actors, like going around trying to scare people. And it's just like, I find that like tweens are always like the ones who are like really trying to tear them down, of like maybe because they're bit scared, and also because it's like, I'm too old to be scared. Like, bro,
I'm too old to be scared of a grown man. More like Mr. Narrow Eyes.
Yeah. I remember being 10 and going trick or treating, and this older guy, a big kid, maybe like a teenager, popped at me from
older guy, like, big kid, maybe a teenager. Yeah. So he could be any age, just so we're clear.
He could be 18 to 40. Like
the least descriptive.
So he popped out at you?
It's like the opposite of how I used to talk about my dating life, because I've always been to older guys, and I'd be like, oh, there's this guy. He's way the big. He's a teenager. He's 40.
He's a bigger. He's like older. He's like, you know, maybe he's 18. Maybe he's 49. We don't know. We just don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, I appreciate you guys coming into the station. I'm, again, so sorry you two were robbed. I can't imagine how scary that must have been in the middle of the night for someone to come in and take your belongings. But I'm going to need you both. The only way we are going to catch this person is if we get an accurate description of what they looked like. So okay. I'm really going to need you guys to narrow it down a little bit. Could you give me a tinier age range than 18 to 50?
Well, honey, you got a better look at his face than me.
He definitely, well, okay. So he had this baby face.
Baby face. Okay. Great. Yeah. Great baby face.
For someone in their 50s. You know what I mean? Okay.
So he was in his, so he just, he had kind of like maybe button nose, like rounder features, but he was in his 50s for sure.
Well, no, I mean more baby face. Like, he didn't have any wrinkles, and he looked like he was 19.
Okay. So,
have you ever seen, like, do you know, like, when somebody is, like, their skin is, like, really smooth, and it looks like there's no, they haven't aged at all?
Like a teenager.
Yeah,
or
right,
a baby.
Right. But it's like that, but maybe, like, it could have been, like, what, like, 52, 53?
Yeah. Somewhere in that range. Yeah, like early to mid 50s. You know?
Okay. You both keep saying that number, so I feel like I'm gonna circle 50s range.
Well, no, but then once you say talking, I'm like, oh, this guy is like 30.
Well, he was talking to you, so he spoke to you guys. Okay, this is good. We're gonna skip the age. All right, so vocally, he sounded maybe around 30s. Any kind of tone to his voice I should be looking out for?
I mean, it was more the vocabulary. Like, he looked at me and my beautiful wife, and he said, how'd you pull that? Okay, Riz God, which doesn't seem like something like a 50-year-old would say. Would to be
definitely
called
not
Riz God.
So, definitely like, not. That sounds incredibly Gen Z, actually. Right, or like a millennial trying to be.
It does. Or it sounds like, you know, someone like in their 50s that like has, maybe he like, yes. Okay, so he might have like had a son that was like 15. You know, so that's kind of what, when I was like, oh, this guy's like 55, you know?
Okay, and again, we do keep coming back to 50 to 55, so it really, we are circling the drain on 50 to 55.
Right. Yeah, but then
when I shook his hands were so soft, you know what I mean? They didn't feel like the hands of somebody who'd been like, you know, working their whole life, somebody who like was doing like a lot, you know, so it's,
they felt like a gamer's hands.
Yes. Like a kid who was like, had like held an iPad, you know, before they held another person, like that kind of hand.
Okay. Gamer's hand. Let me just write this down. Gamer's hand. may have a son or may be a teenager.
Nephew, could be nephew. You
could
know.
Be nephew.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to be honest, you two. It sounds like you don't want this person to be found. And I know that's crazy because obviously I know we want this case to be wrapped up. But I've never met people who are so unwilling to cooperate and help me get the information that I need as you two.
You know,
does that make sense?
You can't find someone who doesn't want to be found, you know?
That's not true. That's literally our job, is to find some people who don't want to be found. And I'm asking you, it seems like you don't want them to be found, is what I'm saying.
I guess
I mean,
you guys are both smiling. I've never seen anyone smile this much. This is crazy.
He was charming. He was a charming guy, you know, of indeterminate age. And I'm kind of rooting for him.
We're really not people to like dox someone, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, we don't want to put this guy on blast.
That's
like,
why you guys, sorry.
We just want our stuff back.
No, I know. I know. Yeah, and I'm trying to help you get that back.
We don't want anything to happen to the guy who took
the whole,
it.
No, the whole point, back. You're doxing. The point is essentially to dox the person so that we can find him
I'm
and
not
get
super
your
comfortable
stuff back.
Like, no hate. No hate.
No.
We're really just like talking to you about this for like educational purposes only.
Right. This is off the record, right?
No, we sat down and I got all of your information and I said on the record, this is, you know, I am trying to
figure out. Well, it's off. Can we change it? Honey, do you want to change your mind? Can we just say this?
Yeah, actually, this is like totally off the record.
This was off the record the whole time. So that's.
That's not how it's everything up until this point. Okay, fine. Everything from now moving forward is off the record.
Okay. Off the record?
Off the record.
I think he was hitting on me.
That's,
you know, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Were you getting vibe?
I was so getting that vibe. It was like so, like, you see how he looked at you? And then he just looked down, looked up, and I was like, oh my God, no.
I felt like he drank me in. Yeah.
And you know how he was like 45, you know?
Yes,
and,
yeah.
And
32, oh my God. 19.
Seven. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like straight out of 2003, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can this be on the record
tips.
Again?
No, off the record, please. Off the record, please.
I
please respect our privacy in this trial.
No, this is like, hey, this is like our thing. Like, come on. Like,
why are you here then? I am trying to do my job and help you. There's been a string of robberies in the neighborhood. I have to believe they're all connected because it's just like every single home that has a Nintendo Switch ransacked. Everyone's Switches are gone. And so I have to think, like you said, this guy's a gamer. This could be really, really helpful. You said gamer's hands is what you said. So if I can get any useful information other than he drank you in, I could really help a lot of people get, that's nothing to me though. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be so harsh. That is nothing to me. I could get a lot of people their Switches back if
his hair
was
coming out of his neck.
It was. It was like coming out of his neck.
And is that true?
Yeah, it was kind of like his hairline had receded so far that the hair was just kind of pushed all the way down to the neck.
And this is on. I'm going. We're on the record now.
Yeah, but in a young way.
I know. Totally. He styled it like. Yeah, exactly. Like, totally. And, like, okay, what if you say this?
No, sir.
I don't mean it, like, in an ableist way, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, he didn't have ears.
I'm so glad you said it, because I know I didn't notice that, but I didn't. Yeah, no, he definitely did not have ears.
This is huge. I wish you had led with this because this is a really specific identifiable feature.
Okay, interesting. You think he should be defined
by
that?
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I said.
That's what you think.
No, it's not.
I'm about, we're about to be like, oh, we got ransacked by this guy who like didn't know ears.
No, I didn't like, that's so mean insensitive. It. I didn't mean it like that, and that's, I don't feel like that's how you said it. I think you could. It's okay to just say he didn't have ears. That's not ableist. That's just what it's the truth.
Officer, you meet somebody, okay, and there's two things that you
there's
know.
There's no way.
There's
I'm
two
being,
things you know for certain
this
about
is
them.
Fucked up.
One, but they don't have ears, and two, they're 50 and also 19 at the same time. Which one of those is more notable to you? Which one of those do you mention first?
I guess the age, because I couldn't possibly know what this person... But then the ears are pretty close. That's a pretty close second.
He was narrow. I'll say that much.
Great.
He was extremely narrow.
No ears and narrow. That's honestly all I need. We could really track this.
You know,
person
in Harry
down.
Potter, and I hate to bring up Harry Potter, but do you know in Harry Potter when
you
the
don't
bus...
hate, you're wearing a shirt that says "What if you huffle my puff, I'll let you slither in." So no, you don't hate to be bringing up Harry Potter right now.
You know when the bus goes narrow?
Yeah,
that's what he was like.
Great. Honestly, you guys can go. This is all I need. 50 to 19 looking. That's whatever it is. No ears and narrow. And gamer's hands. That's
so
huge.
Narrow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like in a hot way.
Like I don't need that.
Like in a Chalamet kind of way. You
that's
know,
fine. You guys can stop talking. I don't need any more of this information.
He got that like 100% pure Ozempic. You know what I mean? It wasn't cut with anything. Oh, his Ozempic was like fucking from the source. He was
great.
Taking
that he's
from
very,
people,
very
like
thin.
People.
Very, very narrow. Okay. Yeah. I don't. This is all I need. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you guys are giving me too much information now.
If you find him, will you give him like our numbers
to return your items? Yeah. No. I can. No.
Yeah, like just yeah, no, like give it, yeah, give him, don't do anything, just like give him a number, tell him
don't
to
like make us
it.
Sound like desperate, but like if you can find a way to slip in that like we're looking for a third, like organically in the conversation, if you can slip that in that we're interested in having a threesome, you know.
Yeah, just we really like this vibe. Yeah, the ears did it for me. Like, the ears, I'm like, this is the guy who can get...
Whatever gets, whatever I can say that gets you two out of this room the fastest, that's what I'll do.
Okay. You can tell us where he is.
I don't know. That's why you guys are here.
Officer, you have a problem. We're not leaving until...
We're not leaving.
Until we know.
No. Until you know, you won't know until I know. And so you guys need to leave so that we can go look for him, because now we can with this information that you've given us.
We just want to talk to him. That's it.
So do I. We all have
and maybe,
the same goal.
Maybe do more than talk.
Maybe, yeah, well.
That's your prerogative.
It's true, though. Yeah,
you don't have to say that here. And I'd really rather you didn't, because this is not the place or the time. I'm going to leave.
Oh,
I'm gonna go.
Oh, one other thing that maybe might help. His name is Harry.
Yes.
You got
Scary his... Harry, I think
oh,
he said.
Oh my god.
First name Scary, last name Harry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. You have his name, you have exactly what he looks like.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm going to go find him. I will
drop
make sure you guys
ID
get...
on the way out. Is that anything?
That's everything. That's right. Absolutely everything.
Okay. Can I keep it?
Nope. That's absolutely
evidence. You can
take
a picture of it, right?
No, no, you can take a picture of it.
It's a keepsake.
Not a
keepsake. His full name was Gerald Harold.
He told you there's no way. Look at the ID. It's Gerald Harold.
The age is just a range. Just says 19 to 52.
Everything is exactly right. Weight 100% pure Ozempic. This is fucking crazy. Cut to I show up at his house. Knock, knock. Detective Lombardo, open up, please.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a Scarold Harold who lives at 41. Okay, you know, you're exactly him. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I've heard a lot about you.
Come on, man.
I'm going to arrest you, but first really quick.
Don't make it weird though.
No, really. No, stop. You're giving me, you're funny.
Yo, how'd you get that badge? Okay, Rizgod.
Oh, stop, man. I trained and I worked really hard.
Yeah,
stop.
You did. I could tell.
No, this is so embarrassing. I'm going to need you to like get in the back of the car.
That's and not like the only I actually thing I'm gonna get in the back of.
Oh my god!
Come on, stop! Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm
are you
just
fucking
like,
with me right now.
I'm arresting you because you've stolen a lot of Nintendo Switches from people.
You, but that's,
homes.
No.
Well, what if I told you that there was a couple who kind of like want to get your number?
Now you have my interest.
But what if I were also to tell you that I'm a little jealous?
Well, three's a crowd, four's a party. You know what I mean?
You sure you don't want to get the back of the squad car? You won't have to wear handcuffs unless.
Well, don't threaten me with a good time. Come on.
I am going to need you to return all the switches.
No. Do you play Zelda ever?
Oh my God. Love Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to come inside, have a little...
I shouldn't, because I literally have to bring you down to the station and book you. This is crazy.
What about a Hyrule? Little thing called Hyrule. Come on, you just want to party with me, right?
I do. Well, I want to do more than party.
Where's that couple at? Come on, get them back over here.
Okay.
Wait inside. Call them, though. Wait inside. But call them.
We all end up just playing Zelda together.
The whole thing ends in just nothing except us all just playing Zelda.
Yeah, we all just like play Zelda and like, it's like, will they? I don't know. Yeah.
But it's the tension.
It's the tension.
It's the sexual tension.
It's the sexual tension.
People playing Zelda together on individual switches.
Yeah, famously a single player game.
Not like backs to each other.
Gerald Harrell was like, "Do you guys want to watch me play Zelda for 4 hours?"
Yeah.
I'll watch.
I'll watch. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more animatronic reviews or not. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, scared you. Oh, scared you. Got you so good. Alf, do you want to go next?
I would love to. This is a review for Life-Size Hanging Talking Witch, animated Halloween witch with sound activation and red eyes for outdoor and indoor use. Old, spooky, scary.
Don't call me that. Oh, wait, we have the same. I hope we don't have the same review because I also have reviews for that same witch. Is it her? Are you talking about
that
her?
That is her. She's gorgeous. Yeah. She's everything. 4 stars from...
Okay, great.
L. No last name.
Just L?
Just L. Could I get a name? A pseudonym L. For L?
Lola.
Ooh. Lola. Her name was Lola. She was a Lola. Witch.
She was a spooky, animatronic, scary, outdoor, indoor witch.
Outdoor, indoor.
Were you an indoor kid or an outdoor witch? 4 stars.
Ooh.
Her nose and chin looked dirty, like she was used. She must have had a short because I couldn't hear what she was saying. Sometimes she says phrases. Sometimes she does not. She'll just make noises like it's broken. I must say, she scared me a few times. I'm upgrading her to 4 stars because so many people danced with her at the party.
What?
So we're now slut shaming these animatronics.
She looks dirty, didn't she? She looks
used. Looks dirty.
She was a dirty girl who danced with every.
She danced with everybody at the party.
She was used.
What could that possibly otherwise mean other than this guy saying, obviously having some kind of misogynistic complex that can't even go beyond fake women?
It's also like, to be clear, that I mean, we'll have to post it on the Instagram or something. That's the face that looked dirty. And I'm like, are you 100% sure?
That just wasn't what
supposed to look like. Like, that's not exactly how it left the factory.
This is jealous. You know, like, oh no, she's like dirty. No.
No, like I wasn't even into her like that. Like, you know, like
no. Yeah.
So fucking
horrible. No, she's gross.
It's like at first I thought like I was gross. Into it, but then she like I saw she was like dancing with like everybody at the party. So like whatever.
She's dirty and used is so fucking horrible. but he's like he can't deny deny that she's a good time, so he had to upgrade her to 4 stars. So he's like, well, I mean, everyone should have fun.
He's trying to talk himself out of giving her 5 stars. Yeah. You know?
No, I mean...
No, she's not even pretty, you know?
No, like, she was cool, and, like, everybody at the party loved her and whatever, but, like, her nose and chin looked dirty, so whatever. Yeah. It's like, she's not even that cool.
I didn't see what everyone else saw, you know?
I didn't get it. It's like everyone's obsessed with her. And it's like, I literally don't understand. Like, she's dirty.
One part that I'm wondering, because they go on to be like, oh, she did scare me a couple times. Yeah. I don't understand how you're not scared and then you're just hanging around this thing that you bought, that you purchased, mm-hmm. And then one time you're like, you know,
it's like you hung it up. You know exactly where it is. Like, why are you being surprised by it?
I love you. It just like,
it's like, did she finally say something that he could understand? And he's like,
she's like, I know what you've been saying about me. Oh, no.
She's just like, I'm not dirty.
I'm not dirty. But I saw you dancing with everyone at the party.
So what, I'm used now?
It was my birthday.
Just because it was... just sitting at the kitchen table across from this... Just because it was your birthday... doesn't mean that like you can dance with everybody in front. Like, you were looking at me while you were dancing with everybody else. Like, you have to know how that makes me feel.
I saw your eyes from across the room. Look, you're glowing. They glow. How could I not? How could I not see your eyes?
Everyone was looking at you.
Guys.
Oh my god. I like how, I just love how 2 for 2. These reviews are like judging them as people.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. The aesthetic judgment of like,
yes,
the thing I bought to scare me, I didn't like how it looked.
Like, they were not attractive to me.
You walk into a Halloween store, you're just like,
Yeah.
You guys, is this like all the animatronics you guys have?
Do you guys have
any more than this?
Yeah, I mean, you literally only walk 3 feet in the store. If you keep walking, we have like rows and rows and rows.
Yeah, but like, do you have any for like, you know, the real fans? You know what I mean?
You mean like our like super scary shit?
Yeah, like something, you know, like not, you can't just like put it out, you know what I mean? Because like kids.
No, we do. No, it's like, we honestly, like every row we have, it's kind of like the rating system. So we have like our G-rated stuff. We try and keep that at the front of the store for like the little kiddos. And then if you keep moving back, we got PG, PG-13, R, NC-17. You know, it's just like,
and
keeps
after that,
going from there.
And the manager comes in overhearing this and says, I know what it means. There is a room, go past the beaded curtain.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I know what we're talking. I know that we have, like, you know, super scary stuff, but that, are you looking for scary or are you looking?
Yeah, partly.
Scary. You know, scary. Scary.
There's a lot of ways to be scared, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of ways to, stiffen up, you know what I mean?
Melissa.
That's so true.
I know you're my manager, but I've talked to you like 3 times in the past month about how you can't keep saying that to customers or even around me.
I'm cool with it, just to be clear. As a customer, I'm totally cool with it. So,
all right.
What do you think? Oz doesn't have HR? No HR in Oz. We're a seasonal company. Yeah. You think I had an HR manager pop up? We can say whatever we want.
There's going to be a job holidays. It says we're looking for an HR manager for 6 weeks. Come on.
Dude, you literally don't work here. If you want to go and find your
I'm gonna go.
Spooky.
Going to be something pretty nice back there. Thank you both for your help.
Walks past the beaded curtain. It's like the lighting has fully changed. It's just kind of like a red, like one red lamp that is kind of like flickering on and off.
Okay. This ambiance is a little, well, I'm already freaked out. Let's see what you are, huh? Let's pull this. It's like interesting that every animatronic has an individual curtain. That's kind of wild. let me pull the first one here. Whoa!
It's like a witch animatronic that gets triggered and is just like, did I scare you?
Only a little. Shit. I mean, how long have you been back here, huh? I'm surprised you didn't get bought up immediately the second the store opened.
I know. I've been dancing with everyone, but they never take me home.
You dance with everybody?
Everybody. You know.
Kind of look
a girl's popular.
Yeah. I don't know, though. It's like, no offense, but like, I wasn't coming trying to buy a used, you know, animatronic. So.
I'm fresh out of the box.
Her animatronic movement is just kind of coyly, like shifting back and forth.
I mean, look, I don't want to have to commit to the first animatronic that I see back here. Like, you're on my list, but I'm keeping my eyes open for other stuff. Like, I'm going to be honest with you about that.
Oh, I know. Well, you know where to find me.
Oh, I sure do.
I can't move.
Yeah, you better not scare me, though. If you pop up somewhere else, I'm going to be freaked the fuck out, okay?
Oh.
Because I know where you are.
I wouldn't scare you.
No, well, you already did, so. Draw the curtain back. Okay, let's see what's over here. Door number two. Okay. Whoa!
I'm not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
Okay, I think I've seen you before. You're a pretty popular guy, huh? You kind of go around town.
Oh, you know, I Target bought me up, and I went mainstream. But I always, at the end of the day, come back to my roots, like come back to those indie pop Halloween shop back rooms. I mean, Lewis is fun fact. Totally side note. Sounds like Lewis has been around since the 80s. Like RuPaul. Right?
Lewis talks in third person.
No way, Lewis. No way. I genuinely didn't know that about you. Look, Lewis, I'll be honest. I love to party too, but I'm looking for someone who can also be kind of a homebody, who's not afraid to have a lazy day on the couch. Is Lewis into that kind of thing?
Well, Lewis is into all kinds of things. Lewis, okay. Sit back and, you know, sit on the couch, pop a couple of pumpkin seeds. I got the good stuff.
Pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. For you, that's kind of like your brain or... Mm-hmm. You're like a cannibal or?
Well, not my brain per se, but.
Oh, I get what you're picking down. Munching on your seed. Very nice. Well, Lewis, this has been fun, but I think, look, you're great. It's not you. It's just, there's a special someone who already caught my eye and.
You know, after I heard you say munching on your seat, I'm no longer interested.
That's
so
fair. I heard it,
Lewis
too. Yeah.
Pulls back his own gun.
You haven't met me.
Ooh, okay, one of the curtains is shaking. It must be that one.
You haven't met me.
Okay.
It's just a groan. Like, decrepit groan undead, but dead.
Oh my god, your chin is so dirty.
Thank you so much.
What even is that? How did that happen?
Well, how did what happen? My dirty chin?
Yeah, that.
I've been getting all sorts of business. Now, come on, let's cut the small talk and take me home. Put me in the trunk of your car and then put me in your storage unit.
Oh, come on. You don't have to be like that. You're like, you're special to me. I would put you in the passenger seat, buckle you in, treat you right.
That's not how I want it rough and ready. I want it down and nasty. I want you to buy me and then forget to use me this year and then maybe put me out next year, but I want to get nice and dusty in that attic.
Looks like you've got a head start already, that dirty chin.
I'm a dirty, dirty bitch. Now put me in your car and slap my ass and call me Sally.
What's your name? I have to know.
My name?
Yeah, your name.
Oh, you want to know my name?
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's Bubble. As bubble. In bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Cauldron burn, and this witch is getting to be your bitch.
Wow. Now, toil and trouble, are those your sisters?
Oh, you're one of those guys who isn't satisfied with one woman. You want them all. You're a little Ash Ketchum trying to catch them all.
Hey, I'm glad somebody finally noticed my costume and commented on it. Yeah, I've been wearing this fucking vest all day.
Well, are you going to take me, Homer? I heard you talking to Lewis, and I heard you talking to that first kind of tiny dancer over there. And what's up? Make up your mind, big boy.
I don't know. You seem nice and all, but at the end of the day, I'm looking for a connection that'll last.
Oh, that's not me.
I think I have to go with Bachelor number one. Tiny Dancer, come on out here.
Yeah. Oh, and I knew you would come back. We always do. In part because I'm near the exit, but
you were the first one I saw when I came in, and you're the first one I'm looking at when I leave. And
what can I say? Oh,
I
wanted to escape.
Oh, finally? God. I want to wake up every morning and you're the first thing that scares me. And I want to go to bed every night and you be the last thing that scares me. Tiny Dancer, will you accept this rose?
Will I? Oh, my God. Of course I will. Slip it into my hand. Tape it on under my hand.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Curtain beads. The bead curtain opens. So did you find everything you're looking for?
Oh.
I saw you on the monitor, and I see you kind of taping a flower to our merchandise, which is, right. I guess, fine. It's like, I'll just take it off later unless you want to purchase our Tiny Dancer model and take her home.
Of course I'm purchasing Tiny. Are you kidding? I gave her my rose. What's the damage on this one? What's the price gonna cost me, huh?
She's honestly one of our more expensive models, so she's gonna be about $879.
That's a no. How much is Lewis?
Lewis, he's been rising up, so he's gonna be about $750.
Old crone, how much is old crone?
Old crone is on clearance, my guy. No one wants to take old crone home.
How much? Give me a number.
I'll pay you to take her.
Fucking fantastic. Come on. Bachelor number three, Tiny Dancer, I'm so sorry.
Let's go, big boy.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking roll around in my trunk. You're probably gonna be broken by the time we get home.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty.
All this and more at Oz, located in the Diamond Run Mall in Los Angeles, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. all until the way all until Halloween. Come on in and get wet.
Our prices are so low because we don't pay for HR.
Come on in and get wet.
So true.
Come on in and get wet. fucking foul. I will never forget just the thought of Lewis speaking at their first of like, well, you know, Lewis has been around since the 80s, like RuPaul. That's how I'm going to describe myself. Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
I just picture Lewis with like a lit cigarette. Like,
you know, Lewis has been around since the 80s. Like RuPaul.
Lewis is Harvey Firestone. Oh, do we have time for one more review?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And I'm actually going to use the break this time. I'll be right back.
Whatever. And we're back. Okay. I've got one more. We've got one more. And it's for that same witch, that same sweet, sweet lady we've been talking about.
I love her.
Except it's 2 stars. Someone was not very happy.
How could they treat her that
way? 2 stars from Ozzy. Can we get a last name for Ozzy?
McMillan.
Oh, hold on. Everything just froze for me.
What?
There we go. Sorry. Everything froze. Sorry. Can we get a last name for Ozzy?
Ozzy McMillan.
Ozzy McMillan. Famous Ozzy McMillan. The title is To Get the Item That Is Shown in the Picture. That's the title. The witch I have received has too nice of a face. Nothing like the picture that is shown.
Again with this shit.
We've got witch that's too scary, witch that's too ugly, witch that's too used. And now we've got too nice of a witch.
And isn't that what it's like to be a woman in America?
Yes.
Women can't win.
Women can't win.
Now I'm.
It's the Madonna whore. It's the Madonna whore complex. You're either too nice. You let everyone walk all over you, and she's too sweet.
2 stars. My witch animatronic looked like a virgin, and I did not like that about her. I want mine to look like a slut.
Like a slut.
I want mine to look used and dirty.
Her chin was way too clean.
She looked like she did some kind of skincare. She looks like she takes care of herself.
She looks like some kind of skincare.
I want my animatronic witch to not ever have even heard of hyaluronic acid or any kind of serum.
No, absolutely.
My witch does vitamin C peels.
This witch looks like
something that will be found in like a Los Angeles Halloween store. This is Utah.
This is Utah. We don't want none of that. Little kids aren't even scared of her. They're asking her for candy. They're asking her to be their mom. This is crazy.
We are attracting a lot of boys, a lot of teenage boys. There's a lot of teenage boys in our yard. They're coming to the yard and talking about her, looking at her, saying things like, oh, she's better than yours.
You're like, you're answering the door on Halloween. There's trick-or-treaters. You're like, oh, I think we've got another one. Hello?
Hi. My name's Jimmy. I live a couple doors down and with another group of boys. Stop. No, like,
what are your guys' costumes, huh?
Oh, well, I'm the Red Power Ranger.
Nice.
Billy, tell her your costume.
Yeah, I'm Burger King.
Like the king.
I'm the Burger King. Yeah, I'm like the Burger King, yeah.
That's awesome. You guys, I really like these costumes. Now, what do you guys want? What do you guys want? Thanks. You want a little bit of trick or you guys have to say it.
So, yeah.
Riley, tell them.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just like,
yeah, no, like trick or treat or whatever. It's like, we're actually not here for the candy. No. I'm here to ask the witch on your porch a really important question.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, you go.
No, we just need like 5 minutes like alone with her, please, mister.
It's just like we've been planning this for a while and like I'm kind of nervous, but like if you could just give us some alone time with the witch on your porch, that'd be great.
You know, you boys might not believe this, but I remember being your age, okay? I was where you were once, and it was not so long ago I was standing on a porch begging for some alone time with a witch. So,
well, I guess you could be here too. It's more than...
No, I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want to see that.
See, no, but we've been practicing. Guys, sure. All of them hold up, like, a big group of boys. Everyone has a letter. It spells out, will you go to homecoming with me?
Oh, isn't that sweet?
We brought the poster board.
Wow. That was probably pretty expensive, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. So, you know, do you think she'll like it?
I don't know. You have to ask her. I can't speak for her, can I?
Okay, Riley, you can do this. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly okay. Like how we practice. And like, you know, the worst you can say is no. Like,
I know. That's still pretty bad.
Yeah, no, you may have to like drop out from school, but like, don't even like fucking think like that. Like, oh, no, she's stop. Really gonna say,
but what if she doesn't like me? It's like she's literally so beautiful, no, but and, like a fresh she can flower. Love you.
But look at you, you're like so handsome.
Dude, stop. You literally
wanted
to say
that. No, for real. You are.
It's just the Power Ranger suit. It's not me.
No, I mean, the Power Ranger suit is lit. It's so fire. But, like, no, it's like, Anna, you just got that Riz. You just, like.
You've got that Riz. You're a Riz God.
Oh, my God. Like,
look at you. You're the Burger King.
Oh, cat. No. No, come on.
Hey, you guys seem like you're having a really special moment, but there are other kids, so if you would like to say
line around the block.
If you would like to say something to her, like, I would get it off your chest now.
Because... No, you're right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's time. Tonight is the night that we go from boys to being men. So let's man up and let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Miss Witch, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. Your skin is fresh as the morning dew. Your aura is that of 1,000 angels. And I would be nothing short of honored if you would accompany me to, everyone, graze the poster boards, right? Graze the poster boards. To West Junior High's homecoming dance. What do you say?
He lights up.
I can't tell if that was a yes or a no.
Boys, you gotta be clear when you ask. When you ask her, you have to be clear about what you want.
I couldn't have been clearer. I asked her if she'd accompany me to the homecoming dance. She seems really non-committal. Dude, you said the worst she could say is no, but this feels worse. It kind of felt like a maybe.
Maybe ask again, okay?
Okay, okay. Right. We brought the roses. Dude, give me the roses. You brought the roses. Here, hand them over. Miss Witch, I'm so sweaty. Sorry. Hey, it's me again. I'd like to give you these roses as an offering because you are the most beautiful rose in the garden of my heart. Will you please come to homecoming with me? Yes or no?
My eyes light up. Happy Halloween, children.
Okay, get boys.
Get in the answer. What was the last thing she said?
Oh, sorry. Wave your hand again. She'll do it again. She'll do it again.
No, waves from her face. Miss Witch, we cut you off. She's gonna do the whole thing. That's all right.
Yeah, Louis, children. Get in the pot.
Oh, get in the pot. Get in the pot. Get in the pot.
Okay, boys. I think you have your answer.
I don't know if we do. It seems like you know what she's saying. Is she going to come to homecoming with me or not?
I refuse to speak on behalf of my daughter.
What?
She can make her own decisions, okay?
You do take the hint.
Oh my god. It's a no. I'd rather her just say, like, no rather than get in the pot. Okay, well, thanks, Miss Witch, for at least giving me an answer. I hope you have a really beautiful Halloween. Almost as beautiful as you. Next kid comes up.
Hey, Mr. Williams. My friends and I have something we kind of want to talk to the witch on your porch about.
I don't know. The suitors are not having a lot of luck tonight,
it's,
Tim. But
it's a line of teenage boys down the block, like, ready to ask for various dances.
You can try. Do you have a sign or a group of signs or some flowers?
I don't need it. I'm kind of a Riz God. So
I've heard that
I'm ready
before.
To just go for it. Miss Witch, you're pretty. You're pretty. You're really pretty. Come to prom with me and you'll be the belle of the ball. I'm dressed up as the Beast. What do you say?
Great costume, by the way. That looks fucking expensive.
Thank you. It was.
That's like, wait, you're going to grow out of that tomorrow, too. Like, you're 14.
Wait, excuse
there's
me,
no
she's
way.
Lighting up. I need
sorry,
to hear her
sorry.
Answer.
I'm just like, that's a crazy costume.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God.
No, wait, seriously, wait, that's wait. The one that you're going to go with? Miss Witch.
Wait, what? Stop.
I wish you better than this.
Oh, I knew it. No. Turns around to all the sorry gentlemen, sorry everybody, but looks like she's got a date to prom, so everyone can go home.
He was the most mid one of the night. Why would you pick that one? You deserve so much better.
I know, there was just something about him, like... I'm
this is later that like, night, you guys are just like having a cup of tea.
I'm serious.
Yeah, there was just something about
no
you. It
for
just,
you.
Sorry, that's my hand. Can you grab that?
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, thanks. Pop it right back in the socket.
I'm worried about you. You're falling apart. The stress of your day. I don't think you're ready for it.
I mean, you know, I know that I look 19.
Yeah.
But I don't have the heart to tell these kids I'm 56.
I know, but every year after year, you go to prom with these boys. It gets weirder and weirder every year.
Wouldn't say it. I mean, come on. I only go for you know, the free candy. Nothing happens. I mean, no.
I don't need to hear
happens.
About all that. I don't need to hear about all that.
Cut to the prom. They're walking in, and one of the teacher chaperones is like, does a double take? No. It can't. After all this time, Miss Witch, get out of here. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy, crazy to see.
What is he talking what? About, babe?
Oh, no. Nothing. Oh, hi. Mr. Lewis, hi. How's it going? Oh, no. This is just a neighbor.
God,
we look.
Yeah. You haven't aged a day.
The principal walks over.
Oh, my days. Is that you?
What's going on?
I think You know, my mom grew up in the area. We always say that, like, my mom, like, we look like
children. Children, this is the woman who taught me to Lindy Hop.
Lindy, I don't even know Lindy. What Lindy Hop
there
is.
That sounds like an old ass dance. And then the floor opened up and there was a pool underneath. It was a beautiful night.
Hey, old man, like, I don't know, like, I'm getting some weird energy from you. Like,
yeah, me too. Principal Devins, you have got no riz, and like I do, and like you literally, it sounds like you, I don't know, Miss Witch's mom, which is kind of weird. Miss Witch,
watch,
you don't
your tone. Weird,
honestly.
You both watch your tone. I took that witch's virginity.
What?
You speak to me with respect.
Music stops.
There's a bang on. There's a there's a bang on the gymnasium door.
Who in is walks, it?
In walks a woman with a clipboard. Hi, this is Oz HR. Did you just openly admit to having relations with a Halloween animatronic?
No,
oh my God,
I mean,
I'm gonna throw up.
I meant virginity in a sort of spiritual sense.
What does that even mean, Principal Devins?
You know, the witch is emotional virginity.
That's
we all know what
worse.
I'm talking about.
The witch is, in fact, a spirit. So this does not help your case.
Oh, fine, fiddlesticks. Lock me up.
Wait, you know, Miss Witch, does this mean you have to leave the dance?
It does. I gotta go.
Oh my God. This is
great. Riley, I'm so sorry. You know that you're my boo thing. Forever and for always.
That's exactly what she said to me 15 years ago. Dude, stop.
And
oh my God.
That's exactly what she said to me 50 years ago.
I literally, this is like Mamma Mia, but worse.
Here we go again.
My only across the decades. No, but I gotta go, but don't you cry. I'll be back again someday.
Oh, you be careful, boy. She said that to me 49 years ago tonight.
And she said that to me 14 years ago tonight as well. I don't want to end up like you guys.
Why? We seem cool, right? Cool guys who hang out at prom, you know.
Okay, this is making me more uncomfortable than like the back room of a spirit Halloween.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Miss Witch, you should probably go before Principal Devins gets weird.
Gets weird?
You're right. We're not making this any better. If you need me, I'll be in the garage.
I'll miss you. Thanks for everything.
I'll miss you too.
Principal Devins, literally go away.
I'm serious. I never loved before or since like you.
But, you know, if I could just say one thing before I go.
Anything.
This has been... the moon.
No!
No! No! Oh,
there's a flashing light, dead battery.
No! Girl! We killed her!
There's no point anymore. I'm gonna open the pool in the gym floor again and drown.
All the kids fall through.
The whole, the floor is up into a pool. They all solemnly push this animatronic into the pool and shut the floor.
Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. Should we do our last segment?
Let's fucking do it.
Dez shook me all week long. This is coming out on Halloween. I just realized this is the official Halloween app.
This is the Halloween app.
Hell yeah.
Tina, what has been shaking you for better or for worse? What can't you stop thinking about?
Oh my God. Oh, there's so much.
We have that opposite problem every week. So really? So this is very refreshing.
I lead a very dull life.
So. Oh my gosh. Wait. Well, there is one thing. In that, I think I talked to you a bit earlier, Holly. I don't know what to be for Halloween. And this is a problem, you know? I have been thinking all week that, like, oh, I do have this Captain America cat suit, you know?
Amazing.
I've worn it before. It's just kind of there. Like, if I can't think of anything, I'll go for it. But last night I tried to put it on, and I guess it shrunk, because now it, like, I mean, it looks great, except it kind of like, well, it's like it ends at my knees.
So you look like a jockey, Captain America, the jockey. You look like a newsie.
And I'm so desperate. I'm like, how could I make this work? You know,
Captain America jockey.
Buy a newsie cap. Hold a newspaper. Oh. Be like,
maybe it could. Yeah, be like Captain. I'm Captain America jockey. Duh. And have everyone, like, racking their brains, thinking they're stupid for, like, not getting the
prize. Get like the horse on the horse head stick,
yes,
kind of thing.
The pony stick.
Yeah.
That's
a really interesting thing to do. Like, combine two random things
and just make everyone else feel dumb for not getting it.
Yeah. Like,
that's really good.
Yeah, and they'll be jockey. Like. They'll be like, what are you? And they'll be like, I'll give you a minute to think about it.
It's not even
okay,
a pun.
Tell me you don't pay attention to the news without telling me you don't pay attention to the
not
news.
Not even a pun. It's just, I'm Captain America jockey.
I'm Captain America jockey. Fucking hello.
Idiot. Jesus. I'm Captain America jockey.
What are you,
just get it?
Living under a rock.
I bet that, like, deep into the night, there will be at least one person being like, yeah.
Oh, no way. Captain America jockey. No, that's awesome.
Oh my God, right, Captain America jockey.
Yes, no, I love that. Costume. Shit. Wow. I wish I'd fucking deep thought cut. Of that. Wow, deep that's cool. Cut. You're cool for that. That's cool. That's cool. That's really cool.
I love
no
that.
Way. Yeah.
I can't wait
I
to
swear
see
I saw like another, like, I think I saw another Captain America jockey earlier. Were you, do you like have a friend here? Or?
There is another one at the party.
That's crazy. Guys. Everybody's doing this year.
There's one, like the room opens up and you see one across the room looking at you. And he's like, no fucking way.
I thought I was going to be the only Captain America jockey. I love that. I can't wait to see what you end up picking.
Yeah.
I was just saying, what do you think the like most common costume is going to be this year? That's like
I think we're going to see a lot of Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
Yes.
I think we're going to see a lot of Barbenheimer. Alf, what has been shaking your ass?
What's been shaking my ass? Well, quite literally, it's the hard-boiled eggs that I ate from a gas station this week. This week I had to drive to and from Indianapolis, Indiana from Chicago, Illinois. It's a fucking long drive. Had to do it in one day. And a trailer jackknifed on the highway in front of me, and I was stuck in traffic for like an hour, and I was starving.
Oh no!
And so I went to a Love's, the Love's in Lebanon, Indiana, and I was fucking hungry, and so I got 4 hard-boiled eggs.
Alfred.
And every moment Alfred. Between me walking into that grocery store, seeing the hard-boiled eggs, checking them out, putting them in the car, putting them in the cup holder, because they were in like a cup.
Oh.
And every moment of that journey, I was like, why did I do this? This was a mistake. Why the fuck would you do this? How was this the choice you made? And then the minute that egg hit my lips, I was like, you know what?
No.
This is really what I needed.
It all makes sense.
And then about 6 hours later, I was finally home. And I was in bed.
Violently ill.
Lights out. Ready to close my eyes after a long day. And I was struck by the worst diarrhea I've had in years.
I was literally about to say, I'm like, no, you went to bed. You were in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom.
So after I spent the next hour in what I can only describe as agony.
Oh, Alfred.
I was fine. Once all the eggs were out, you know what I mean, of my system.
All the eggs, not all the eggs.
Well, because the thing about
I can relate like, to that.
I eat eggs like whole, like a snake.
Once I'd regurgitated all the eggs.
Once I'd shat out 4 perfect
Alfred.
Eggs. What? It's a blue show. We work blue here. Come on. I can talk about shitting no, a whole blue bag.
I was about to say, like, when you were like, oh, it was awful until I got all the eggs out. And now I'm fine.
Welcome
to being a lady.
It was awful. I got home and my wife was there and she'd made me a dinner and it was 12 boiled eggs. And I thought, oh, no, I've spoiled my appetite. Again,
you just look at the camera and it freezes. And the credits go over your face.
God.
Riley, what did you eat that gave you diarrhea this
nothing
week?
Lately.
Okay, now
what
I
has
know
been
you're lying.
What has been shaking me? What has been shaking me?
Come on, you said you had one, didn't you?
Nope, I didn't, but no. I do now. Okay. I'm late to a lot of shows, movies, a lot of things that I'll be like, have you guys seen This is Amazing? And they're like, yeah, that's 20 years old. And
you're
this is another one of those things.
Record a lot.
Not today. I watched for my first viewing Practical Magic with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fantastic film. Great little like fun fall vibes. Late 90s aesthetic, like it is lovely and fun, and Nicole Kidman's hair in that film is incredible. I had a blast. I did watch it on the first day of my period, and so at the end when it's like they're like, we need a coven to help exorcise Nicole, the demon from Nicole Kidman. And it's like all the women in town and they're getting together and all the women who had like shunned this family for a while because they're like, oh, they're weird and witches, all getting together to help, like women helping women. And then they're all like, maybe we do all have a little bit of a witch inside of us. I was crying. Oh. I cried. I literally was on my couch. I was crying. I'm like, I love women.
I love witches. I love being witches. A witch.
You just turn off the TV and get a new car and go to Home Goods.
Like it really was the vibe. I just have to be here. I just have to be around like Nora Ephron style witches. It wasn't even a Nora Ephron movie, but it felt that way. So it was great. Had a blast. Practical Magic. So good. Holy shit. Tina, this was such a blast. Thank you so much for coming on. Plugs. I know you have shows coming up. Where can people find you? What have you got coming up? What have you got going on?
I do. Yeah. So I'm rounding out the end of the year. I'm coming and doing shows in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic.
Great venue. Love the Comedy Attic.
I love it. It's one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be in New York, in Brooklyn, on November 9th, doing my show at Union Hall. And then into Chicago on November number 28 at Zanies. I'm about to kind of promote my next year of touring, which is so exciting.
That's incredible.
So we got a dozen or more dates all over the country and beyond.
Hell
beyond.
Yes.
Beyond.
So
that's beyond, so
the,
exciting.
The great beyond.
The great beyond.
Yeah, yesterday I did actually. I announced I'm coming to London next October. So,
my God.
Amazing.
She's all over the place. She can't be stopped. But
I'm all over. So, you know, if you're interested, go to Instagram to at Tina Vermont, just my name. And I love Instagram. I love TikTok. And yeah, come party.
Hell yeah. Amazing. Yes, you can find Tina there. If, I mean, literally, if you can't find one date that works for you on Tina's tour, there'll be another one. Alf and I, we'll do a little plug. We got this coming weekend. We are going to be at New York Comedy Festival Sunday, November 5th, 5:30 p.m., Littlefield Theater in Brooklyn, with special guests Ryan Gall and Kylie Brakeman. You can get tickets on headgum.com/live or the New York Comedy Festival. Look up Review or Littlefield. There are so many places. Just if you want to get tickets, you'll know where to find it. So please come on out there. So still some tickets available. We are so excited to see you guys there for our first live show. You can find Alfred on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review, Reddit r/ReviewReview, the HeadGum Discord, where that's every day is a party in that HeadGum Review Discord. And Jeff and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spa, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXX.com, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show,
every single week, we can't stop saying it.
And I know that Tina knows it.
We all know, because we say it every week. And it's a famous saying.
And it's never changed.
And it's never changed.
And this week, like every week.
Welcome to the rodeo.
Happy Halloween. Welcome to the rodeo. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.